CMN Network.
KC9, DJP Mobile.
This is C9TGC on the bicycle.
This is the CMN Network, MI3.
This is K9PGC Mobile.
CMN Network, 220.
K9HAY, yes I am, Tony. Good morning. Home? I am currently on my way home from work. I'm on 421 just south of Michigan City. Okay, good deal. We're headed to Sugar Creek, down by Rolling Ferry. Is that a park or something?
Nope, it's a NIPSCO power plant.
I'm not sure what's going on with the repeater. When you're coming through, your audio's strong, but it's almost immediately dropping as soon as you key up.
Not sure what would be causing that if something, I know Echo Link is on and all that good stuff. But it's not a park, it's a NIPSCO plant.
Oh, okay, you're going down there for work then.
Yeah. Although it does sound like a good name for a park, doesn't it?
Yeah, a park or a subdivision or something. Do you do any work with AEP up there at Cook?
You know, I haven't been there in years, but like Cook Nuclear, most companies local work in the outbuildings. There are only just a handful of companies that can service inside the plant.
Well, I guess that kind of makes sense. I would imagine you have to have some kind of social security clearance and background checks and all that out below.
Yeah, actually, so the company that I work for, the Palisades Nuclear Plant is going to be coming back online. I don't think it's back online yet, but the electric motors that run the water pumps were rebuilt, and I think there were four of them. Probably some of the largest motors I've ever seen, and they were brought to our company in Kalamazoo to have the windings redone.
I would imagine that was not a inexpensive proposition. There's probably quite a lot of copper in that.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it was, seven figures. So I almost did, but I didn't. I almost bought an FT1X. Almost. I could have done it, and I'll probably think I should have done it. But it was tough to walk away because I could move a few other things around and feel like I made a responsible decision. But I'm sure you're aware they're doing a lot with that framework.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was just about to tell you, that, over the course of the, I bought it shortly after it came out, not too terribly long after it launched, But until relatively recently, I probably would have recommended you find something else. But it was so just nothing that was super catastrophic, but just little things like on the VHF UHF scan side, it would freeze very regularly, and it required a whole restart of the radio. And you know, even if you restarted the radio and started the scan back up, it would lock up almost immediately. But between that and for the first couple months I had it, the APRS wouldn't work at all. It was nearly deaf on APRS. But a day or two before we left for Ohio, I did the most recent firmware update that was supposed to be the magic bullet for it, and everything seemed to be working well. I tried it out on the 39LY UHF repeater, and the WireZX worked on it, and the C4FM worked on it, and APRS seems to be working well. So it's a pretty handy little radio now. I have mine in a little manpack setup, and I did a park activation with it on FT8, which that's another nice thing too. Single cable USB-C to your peripheral device, and you have full data transmission and cat control and all that with just the USB-C cable. So it's really starting to mature, and I'm really starting to enjoy it.
Yeah, I talked to a couple of guys that are owners, and of course talking with you know, John Cook and a couple of the other user guys. And a lot of things have happened, and some of the things had to do with the peripheral cables and things like that were not available at first. And but I didn't do it. And of course, now after the fact, I get home and find out I could have saved on sales tax, shipping. I mean, so you know, it'd be a good amount of savings. But I just couldn't bring myself to part with the money. So I'm sure in the future there's going to be one.
CMN Network, MI3.
Are you looking at getting the field radio, or are you getting the Optima?
Well, we'd get the Optima, and likely because what would happen is it would probably, for in many if not most cases, Debbie's FT991A would kind of be maybe put to the side. I don't know. Well, because can't we use them at the same time? Well, I'm sure we could find a way, but we'd probably set it up in place of the 991A, except on times when we were perhaps going, you know, out on the road. I mean, we do have the 891 Yaesus and, you know, stuff like that to be able to take portable. But I'm looking at it, and I mean, even it's threatened the existence for me or my FT818. That FT818 has been a fun little radio, but I think that radio could replace that one too.
Yeah, and I've never actually been hands-on with an 818, but I'm pretty sure that is 5-watt maximum power, and that's the nice thing about the FTX is even if it's a small battery, I have just a little 3-amp-hour lithium battery that's a little bit bigger than like a deck of cards, and that power going into the barrel connector unlocks the 10-watt transmit, and it will still pull power from its onboard battery, but as long as there's some kind of power going in, it will go ahead and unlock that, and I think you're looking at double the power output. I could be wrong. Like I said, I'm not real familiar with the 818, but I was thinking it was only 5 watts.
Well, it is QRP. You know, 5 watts is supposed to be QRP. Well, the 818 will do 6. Look out. But the 818 is capable of more, but what they've done is they've got a bigger output a module in it, but they limit it because of thermal dynamics. So it will only do 6.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. But when I originally got mine, it was going to solely be a little portable radio, and that was my use case with it at the time. My primary portable was an FT710 field, and that is a whole lot more nimble, the FTX is, than the 710. And I don't think that they had the Optima out when I bought mine. But now I'm really wanting to sell my 991 and 710 and pick up one of the separate Optima amps, and that'll pretty much fill the use case for both of those. It would be nice to be able to have the 100 watts with the ATOS and the mobile, among other things, but that's definitely probably the route that I want to go.
Well, it was good, you know, because I saw the year you bought yours, I saw the first ones that were there, and I was very intrigued and interested. Of course, it was, you know, a few hundred dollars less money, but, and even now, and in between that time, I owned an IC705, and I liked it. It was a fun radio, but it just, it's like a lot of things, you know, it did not suit my operating habits. Easy to operate, you know, and it did pretty much everything like a 7300 would do, but it just did not have the right feel for me, and of course, I'm not a D-Star fan, but I think you're going in the right direction. That's kind of where I'm headed. You know, I probably won't sell the 991. You know, we've had it for, since the 991As came out, and it's you know, it's been a workhorse, so we'll probably hang on to it, but the 818 will probably go away. There's a couple of other things that I'm kind of deciding on right now. It really depends on my getting more time to play radio. If I don't have more time to play with more radios, then some of the radios need to go to people who have time to play with them.
Yeah, I definitely feel you there. If you, like I said, if you, you're even welcome to borrow it if you want to just take the whole bag and mess with it for a little while. You're more than welcome to. But I just pulled into the driveway here, so I'll say 73 for now, and have a good day down there at Sugar Creek. And we'll catch you later there, Tony, 73, KAUGB, KD9HAY.
All right, Hayden, appreciate it, and good to hear you this morning. Sorry we didn't get to shake your hand and have a hot dog or a pork chop sandwich with you at Zinnia. See you later.
MI3 Network. CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3.
This is
CMN Network, 220.